Anchor. It's the easiest way to record your podcast. Man, it can download stuff so fast. Man, it can do it in a blast. Man. Woo!
Sometimes it deletes all your clips, but that's okay. It lagged all the time. That's okay. It is free.
Man, that's a
good part.
That sounds good to me.
Woo!
It's a so social experiment show.
Recording.
Wait, we are? Oh, we're recording! Okay!
Hey!
Yo! What is up?
Hey!
We'll admit, this podcast idea was not our idea. The school's kind of, you know, forcing us to do it, but,
you know,
it's actually fun. We're actually
really fun.
Into it now.
Yeah.
Social
like
experiments
it.
Are cool. This is the best
really
experiment
fun.
Yet.
It's called the isolated room. I'll take it from here, Ian.
All right, but,
so, basically, the contestant will be in a room, like, every single time they're in a room alone. Well, this time they're not actually alone. Somebody, either Ian or I, will be hiding under the table.
That they're sitting at.
Yes, under the table, like a conference room table, like a long table, recording, getting the good audio you'll see in this episode. And the other person will just say, like, we're leaving to get the experiment now.
Yeah, and then we just leave them there.
Yeah, we never come back.
And we see how long they can last in the room before they leave. Or if they last an hour, then we stop the experiment there.
Yeah.
Every 10 minutes that
they get a Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, every 10 minutes they last, they get a Jolly Rancher. So if they last an hour, I'll give them 6 Jolly Ranchers. So it's going to be really fun to see how insane people go in a room by themselves.
So here's the secret. Ian went to the bathroom. So I'm just going to say something. Ian is 4'6" in 8th grade in... I would call him an elf. Oh, wait. You heard that?
Wait. Are you recording?
No.
No. What? Do you call me an elf?
Santa has toys to make.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, so Owen's just going to... Yeah, we forgot to introduce our names. I'm Ian. You know, this weird sounding voice. And Owen's sitting next to me.
I'm Owen.
You can't see us, but yeah. We're some immature middle schoolers.
I'm not immature, you are.
Fine. Anyways, Owen's just going to abandon them. He's going to tell them we're getting our experiment.
Like,
just leave
like
them
you
there.
And your child.
We chose really good, well-disciplined kids for this experiment because we want them to stay in there for like an hour.
No kids were harmed in the making of this experiment.
Unless it's their brain cells.
Not even. Their dignity.
So yeah, Owen. Owen's just going to abandon them. Yeah.
Wait.
So here are some audio clips of Willem during the experiment when we were hiding. Basically, some kid walked in on Willem while the experiment was going on and started talking to him. That's what this clip is about.
So yeah, they told me to wait here for something like that. For
lab
project?
You're next. So you're basically painting.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna get...
So in this clip, he's just talking to himself. It was about a few minutes in, so he's very antsy.
I'm probably going to 5 minutes. Yeah. I'm there. I think we punched him. I mean, 5 minutes is like... Yeah. I'm like... Oh, there. Can you play it? Can we? Something like that, and then he got in trouble. I think he like, jumped off something, and he just like completely, I'm not like, hey, Dr. Howard,
oh my god, this clip was so funny. I was about to die laughing when he started singing. I was just sitting there in the corner, and he was singing, "You must not know about me." You must. And yeah. So this was our final clip. Our principal walked in while I was hiding and was about 5 feet away from me. And this lady also walked in and was about, like, grabbed her jacket, which was extremely close to me. And I just didn't want her to see me because that would ruin it. And Willem is talking to our principal, who's nice and all, but I just didn't want him to see me.
Want to get a voicemail? Get a voicemail. Willem, who you work with?
I think it was Ian and Owen. Oh. And they told me to just wait in this room.
So, Willem, you left 6 minutes in to go to the potty. That's what you told me. You went to the potty. So, well, you never actually told me. You just said, I need to go to the potty. And then you left, and Ian told you to come back, so you lasted another 10 minutes, and then left.
Yeah, I told Willem to come back, because I didn't want the experiment to end there, so.
Yeah, so good job, Willem. So, our next contestant is... Stop singing, bro, that song, oh my. Our next contestant is Malik.
Malik.
I'm sorry, Malik. Malik, oh my god, this kid
is insane.
Okay.
So you'll see these clips.
So this is like 10 minutes in already, and Malik's already like going insane. He's talking about his rubber bands, and I was laughing in this clip. Why I was laughing is because he literally pulled up right by me in a chair and still didn't see me. He was like 5 inches away from me. I don't know how he didn't see me. I guess it's a good spot, but that's why I'm laughing. Yeah.
Why do I have these freaking little bands all the time? I hate them. God dang it. Come on. Girl. There we go. There we go.
Okay, this is about halfway through, 30 minutes in. Malik is absolutely a madman. He literally found a jar of coins, and he's smashing it against the table. I don't know how it didn't break, but pretty strong jar, I guess. Yeah, it's he's just looking for stuff around the room. He's so bored. I don't know why he didn't get out of the room. Yeah. Alright, so right here, this is about the time where Malik saw me. It's like 40 minutes in, but he still pretended not to see me, so it's hilarious. Malik, I didn't know you were a fan of country music. This man is literally singing, I'm in the home stretch with my blue truck. It's so funny. It's absolutely hilarious. Alright, here we go.
I'm going to stretch.
He's singing that song.
That's pretty good. Because I'm going to stretch. I've definitely been in here more than an hour. See if I can see out the window. Hello. no!
He's about to jump out the window.
So, how long did Malik?
Malik lasted the full hour. Give props to Malik. He's the only one who lasted that long. I mean,
We thought he wouldn't last that long. Though.
Yeah, we thought it'd last like 5 minutes. Good job, Malik. I gave him 6 Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah.
So basically now we did a prank on Medeus, and these are just audio clips from it.
So basically in this one, Medeus, this is about 30 seconds in. And this is a lot about Medeus. He was bouncing a ball and singing 30 seconds in. He has no attention span. Medeus, if you are listening to you, you need to get a better attention span.
Yes, please.
And you were very loud while bouncing the ball. All right, so in the second clip, he basically just saw me. So we put him at the end of the table when I was sitting in the middle underneath the table, and he got up, walked over.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to get up in the experiment. We told him to not leave the chair.
Yeah, and it's not really a challenge, so it's more of an experiment to see what people would do. So he came over and walked and saw me, and I was trying to play it off.
He literally started crawling on the floor.
Yeah, crawled over to me, and then... Like, I was going to end it, but I told him to play along with it just for fun, so.
Hi, what are you doing?
What? I'm just recording stuff.
Why?
Just playing games.
Well, Ian went to go get you, though.
What? Oh. I wonder if he didn't know that I'm not sure if he knows that I'm in here.
So we're just going to have to wait for him to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard
wrestling.
I'm like, is there someone in here?
He got away. So Medeus lasted about, what did you say, 15, 10 minutes?
Yeah, 15, 10.
And then he walked around and saw me hiding under the table because he walked and then dropped something, looked under the table, was like, hi, where's Ian? And then...
Yeah, right.
So that was Medeus. Like always, we have to add the legend himself.
The legend, brother.
Udo, you.
Let's go, Udo.
And then we just played with him a little in this one. And
We kind of did like a horror Pennywise prank on him. It was really fun.
Yeah, so watch the clips. You probably think it's fake, but it's not.
He screamed once.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get a scream out of him.
But it's not fake. On this one, Ian's acting like Pennywise, and he just fell off of the yoga ball.
I just fell off of a ball.
I started laughing like Pennywise, I don't know. It's just fun. And he was trying to get Udo to think it's his conscience. I'm not sure he believed it, but yeah.
Udo, this is your conscience. Ian will die in 25 seconds. You have to find him, or else he will die.
Alright, so in this clip, Ian was just acting like Pennywise, and Pennywise said that Ian died of a heart attack.
Udo didn't really believe any of this. I mean, Udo's really smart. He just thought that there was someone weird talking to him, which was kind of funny to see his reaction. Also, Owen snuck in the room when
I don't know how. He was looking out the window, trying to look at trucks, and then I just came by. I opened the door and then ran in and then closed it, and he thought it was a ghost or something. So, yeah.
Udo, I'm sorry. You did not find Ian. Ian is dead. He died of a heart attack. Your best friend is dead, and it's all your fault.
This clip, Ian can probably explain it. What was he doing? He was breaking the...
Yeah, Udo was getting a little antsy, and he was breaking the money jar
like
everyone else tried. So, it's still not broken. It's right here in my hand.
It's a pickle jar.
Yeah, they literally put pennies in a pickle jar. Anyways, when I said Ian died, Udo started laughing. Okay, so he definitely didn't believe that.
Yeah.
He's trying to break something.
Well, he's not next. What are we talking about? Anyways, Udo lasted like 2 hours. This man's a legend. Because he loves us, you know.
But he didn't know we were in there.
Yeah. We weren't really doing the experiment on him.
We were just having fun
with him. So, he... 2 hours, the legend himself.
Yeah.
Alright, so our next contestant was Finn. And we're going to add some...
Finn's an oddball.
Yeah.
Shrek in real life.
Oh, wait, no, that's Willem.
Yeah, but Finn, yeah, you'll see. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Finn is a little cuckoo, so this is going to be great.
And yeah. So this clip is pure quality.
You know, Finn being the oddball he is, Finn being the, I don't even know how to describe this man, says some pretty
dark
stuff. He reveals what he's done to millions of children. All right,
especially
Finn.
Orphans.
Yeah. All right, Finn.
Smooth tortured millions of children. Where the hell is Owen?
So, this one.
Finn, here, this is how we can describe Finn, actually. I came up with something. He is an anime girl, all right? He's literally pretending to be a superhero in an anime right now.
Train tirelessly to defeat the greatest enemy yourself and to discover the greatest master yourself.
He's pretending to be an anime.
And meet a wolfu. Shi Shuyan, 30th generation tiger of the Shumin Temple. Shihan Essence. Down on the yoga ball.
Did you like see it on the ground? Did you see me?
Yeah, I saw your legs. I didn't see you when I came in.
Dang it!
So Finn.
Finn lasted, I'd say, 20 minutes before he saw me.
He was crawling under the desk.
It kind of sucked because I wanted to hear more words from this funny man. But, yeah. No, being the anime girl he is, he started friggin' jumping everywhere and crawling under the desk so he saw me.
So we got some fan mail from our viewers, like, not mail, but voice messages. And I'm not sure, well, he said his name. His name's Julius. He's from Tennessee.
Julius from Tennessee.
And he wanted to share it, yeah, and we're just gonna play it because, you know. The fans like it.
All right, so we're just some Tennessee folk trying to be all nice in here, sending you a voice message because we love this podcast.
It is fabulous.
We love listening to it in the old truck, in our house, on the radio.
We listen to it everywhere.
And it's funny. The humor is outstanding. So keep doing what you're doing.
That's over. That cringe. Definitely not us.
Yeah, the Tennessee guys are nice, you know.
Yeah, they're nice. They're really nice.
Mm-hmm. Everybody owns a farm.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to our 15-minute long
podcast of our cringy selves. That was the best podcast we had yet. Yeah. But next week is gonna be
next month.
Next month, yeah.
It takes a while.
We upload monthly because, you know, we're...
It takes a long time, and we only get 30 minutes a day. And our next one will be that awkward stare challenge.
Yeah, we'll explain it, but anyways.
Just be ready for that, and thanks for listening to it.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Voice crack. Oh.